Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, this is National FFA Week, and your department was recently part of a celebration at a Columbia High School to recognize the work of several students in their efforts to promote locally grown foods.
Yeah, you know, I'm finding out that around the state there are individual school districts or schools that really are taking the lead on a lot of these farm-to-school programs and using FFA as sort of a platform to help strengthen that. One great example is right here in the Midlands at Lexington Richland School District 5. A good partner out there named Todd Biedenbow, who has really put an emphasis on sourcing product from nearby farms as best you can. And they had a very successful initiative a couple of years ago that just points out that we can make some progress in getting South Carolina farm products into South Carolina schools.
Now, this District 5 program, it is one of a pretty small number coast to coast.
Yeah, you're right. Only a little over 70 schools who've taken up this initiative, which points to, again, their leadership and their desire to be out front on these things. So it is a part of all of, you know, they have over 20 schools in the district, so they all benefited from it. But what they did a couple of years ago, and knowing that poultry is our largest commodity, not a crop as such, but our largest commodity in the state, they worked to see what impact you could have in a pilot project around getting locally produced poultry products into their menus and found some real success.
Now, speaking of poultry, they did a lot of work in getting that into the school lunch program.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they were doing, and not just education and not just know the farmer who's growing it, but this represents what we've been working on is to get market opportunities for South Carolina farmers, in this case poultry. And again, what they were able to do through this pilot project is have over nearly 113,000 units of poultry products come into the school system from nearby, almost 19,000 chicken nugget products, which, you know, we all like chicken nuggets and sandwiches. So all of this was an impact of over $100,000 in just one school district. So you take that and multiply it by the numbers of schools and school districts in South Carolina, and it just speaks to the potential that we have out there of working on these types of things.
Now, you have another group of students that are equally innovative, except they're growing their own.
Yeah, you know, that gets to our FFA students, that they really stand out in some of their activities where they literally like to get their hands dirty. So the FFA program, as we all know, is a great foundation of developing leaders, and they do it through a whole lot of ways, but really they get out and work. And this project of doing the compost bins with the products teaches them recycling, the raised garden beds that we're all becoming so popular. I even have five of them in my yard. And then the birdhouses to try to make it sort of an environmentally enhanced area for the school. So not just learning in the classroom, but getting out and learning lifelong lessons and learning about agriculture and agribusiness at the same time.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.